and Dave and Jim, you're both off the TV camera now. We're standing by for a description of your progress.
Well, we'll be back on occasionally as we get to the mesa. Back with you now?
Don't worry about it, Dave.
Sure.
We see you starting to come into view now.
I'm going to move the TV camera because it'll save us time if we don't have to tell you what we're doing.
Okay, fine. Now, never. Roger, Dave. Perfect. We copy Dave and Jim, and we're standing by for an EMU status check when convenient.
Okay, I'm reading 3.8 on my gauge. Flags are clear, and I'm reading 75%.
Roger.
Okay, I'm reading 3.85, flags are clear, and I'm reading 75%. Trying to like walk up out of a crater each time.
Can you make it?
Yeah, I'll make it. I don't know how it's going to work. Get that geology talent. I need a little help there. Give a call. Okay, I have a flag. I have a tone, rather. I got one. I guess I heard yours.
Roger.
Any flags, Jim?
We concur, Jim, no flag.
Are you finished with the mesa for a little bit, Dave?
No.
Duty is really tight.
And Dave, this is Houston. Be advised, Jim's got a flap hanging from the lower right-hand corner of his cliff, which perhaps you could button up the next time you're close to him.
Yep. Yeah, okay, it's his water flap. Yeah, I can see that in the shadow. Yeah, we're going to have to do some cleaning of him to get that dirt off so we got thermal problems.
Jim, all our numbers on you look good down here.
Yeah, I keep getting the tone.
Jim, this is Houston requesting an EMU MAL number 5 procedure when you get to a convenient breakpoint. Over.
Okay, EMU number 5. Can you help with that? I think I'll get it, Dave. Okay, I'm going to come button your flap here.
sound?
Yeah, I think you're better.
Why don't you just go through your EMU number 5, and I'm going to close your flap here. Perfect.
Jim, if you want, I'll
step
you through this procedure.
There.
Okay.
Your burner valve is in intermediate. Okay, Joe, I'm looking at EMU number 5.
Roger, use a stamp that's greater than 3-4, and ask for tone off, cycle mode select switch to A, and then to AR. No tone,
okay.
No vent, or O2 fail. Again, Jim.
I have a P in the vent window.
Roger.
I'll cycle the fan.
Roger, copy, you're cycling your fan.
I have good flow, Joe. But
Roger.
I have a D on the vent window.
Roger, copy.
Keep watch on it. I'm going to press on slowly.
Roger, we agree. And Jim, we think we just have a flag and tone problem. All your numbers look clean as can be down here.
Well, that's encouraging. Are you finished with this pallet that's here at the Mesa?
Oh, yeah, you can dump it. I had to take the pallet out to get the TCU off.
And, Dave, you're setting a new outdoor record with each toss there.
Yeah, that's pretty neat, huh? At least we won't clutter up the immediate vicinity.
Again, but I won't even bother telling you because
Roger, Jim, that's good. We can tell when you get a tone down here. We hear it as well.
Okay. So do I, Jim. Serves you too, doesn't it?
Yep.
Sure does.
Geo-powered on the back end of the rover. I don't know whether it's locked on there properly yet.
Roger, Jim.
High gain antenna being mounted on the rover.
That looks like the pallet's secured to the rover.
Roger.
I'm taking the handrails off. Okay, Joe, I'm going to put the TV on the rover now if you're ready. And so far the LCRU is on, locked, cables connected, high gain antenna booty is on. And I'll get the antenna as soon as we get the TV on.
Roger, Dave, have at it.
I tell you, that rover is a pretty picture out there.
Sure is up.
Picture's turned up.
Sure is up.
Picture's turned up. KSRC 1 is going to table, Joe.
Roger, Jim.
A mild bit of levity here in the control room. A duplicate of the Instrumentation and Communications Officer, INCO, TV control panel has been placed on top of Chris Kraft's console with a card hanging below that says Cecil B. DeKraft.
Full sample and
Roger.
FRC. And Buck Bag 1 going